Hi, we're student readers, and we're going to be reading
GGB First Grader Toothless Wonder by Denise Bronkers.
Friday, dear First Grade Journal. Today we are having a speaker in room one. She is going to tell us all about recycling. Recycling is when you wash your trash, I believe, Mr. Scary said to write in our journals till the speaker gets here. Only I don't even feel like writing today.
Because I have the loose tooth. That's why. And that thing is driving me crazy. Also, every time I write in this journal, I have to look up words in the dumb dictionary. Except sometimes Mr. Scary spells the word on the board for us, and then I have to cross out my mistake. Plus, I also erase holes in my paper. Spelling is not a breeze, I tell you. That is not all I feel like writing today.
I am done with this thing, and I mean it. From Junie B, first grader. I put down my pencil and I opened my mouth. Then I reached in my finger and I wiggled my tooth. That thing has been loose for a very long time. Only no matter how hard I wiggle it, it still won't come out. I pulled on it a teasy bit. Ow, that hurt, you dumb bunny tooth, I said. May turned her head and looked at me. May sits next to me in room one. She is not a pleasure. You shouldn't say dumb bunny, Junie B.
She said dumb bunny is not a nice word. I raised my eyebrows at her. Oh, really? I said, well, thank you for telling me that, dumb bunny May. Just then, May's face got poofy and red. Don't say that word, I told you, she hollered. My teacher stood up at his desk. Probably. Problem back there, girls? He said. Mr. Scary and May said. Yes, Mr. Scary, May said. There's always a problem back here. Her name is Judy Jones. I stomped my foot. B, May, I said. B, you always forget my B. Mr. Scary closed his eyes. Girls, please, can we have one morning without any splats?
I looked surprised at the man, but I didn't even spat Mr. Scary. I said, my mother doesn't let me spat, no, even on the sidewalk. After that, I went up to his desk and I smiled very cute. I have a loose tooth, I said. Would you like to see it? Mr. Scary, huh? Would you? I opened my mouth and wiggled it for him. See it? See how loose it is? It is a loosey-goosey, isn't it? I said. He smiled. Wow, it really is loose, Junie B. He said. And it's a top tooth, too. Loosing a top tooth is the best. I looked puzzled. It is. How come it's the best, Mr. Scary? I asked. Is a top tooth funnier than a bottom tooth, do you mean?
Because last year I lost a bottom tooth and I didn't actually get a kick out of it. My teacher did a chuckle, but when you lose a top tooth, your smile looks really cute, Judy B, he said. And when your new tooth come in, you'll start looking like a big kid. I did a gasp at the news. A big kid, I said. Really, I'm going to look like a big kid, Mr. Scary nodded. You sure you are, he said. Here, I'll show you what I mean. He looked around a classroom. Class, do anyone in here have their big tooth yet? The big top tooth yet? If so, please raise your hand, he said. All of the children looked around and looked at each other.
But no one raised their hand, Mr. Scary was surprised. Really, he said? No kidding. No one in our class has lost a top front tooth. Huh? He turned around and shook my hand. Well, congratulations, Junie B. Jones, he said. It looks like you're going to be the first person in the room. One with a big top tooth. I felt very thrilled. Thank you, I said. Then I skipped back to my seat and I sat down real proud. May did a huffy breath at me. Big deal. What's so special about losing a top tooth, she said. Everyone in our whole room is going to lose their top teeth. Junie Jones. It's just like you're the only one, you know?
I did a huffy breath right back at her. Yes, mate, I did. I'm not the only... Yes, I know. I'm not the only one, I said, but I'm the first one, and the first one is the winner. So, there, ha ha ha. On, ha ha, on you. May crossed her arms. Well, if you're the winner, then where's your prize, huh, Judy Jones? I don't see a prize, do you? I tapped my finger, kind of stumped. Then I hurried back to my teacher's desk. Again, I patted him on the shoulder. Okay, here's the thing, I said. The children are wondering where's my prize for being the tooth winner. And so how would you like to handle this situation? Mr. Scary did not answer right away. Finally, he shrugged. Well, the truth is, there aren't any prizes, he said. I wasn't exactly running a contest, you know.
Yes, I know, I said. But I bet you could still come up with a little something to make me happy. I pointed at his desk drawer. I bet there's something in there, probably. I said, teachers always have good stuff in their desk drawers, right? And so why don't we take a little look, see? Mr. Scary ran his fingers through his hair. Then at last he opened his drawer. Whoa, is that a stapler I see there? I said, a stapler would be good, don't you think? I could really pound that thing, I bet. And so if you'll just hand it over, I will be on my way. Mr. Scary shook his head. No, Junie B, he said. No stapler. I looked some more.
Hey, hold the phone, I said. Is that Toombs I looked at? I'm looking at. I leaned closer. Yes, yes, it's Toombs. Mr. Scary, you've got Toombs in, just like my Grandpa Miller. And so I bet you stuffed, you're stuffered from gas and boating. Am I correct, Mr. Scary? Quick, close the drawer. Then he went to the supply closet and got a piece of shiny silver paper, and he scribbled a star. Hey, cut it out and pin it on my shirt. There, he said. There's your prize for your two. Okay. You get to wear a shiny star for being the winner now. Go back to your seat. I look down at my star. Yeah, I don't think this is your best work. It's kind of quiet.
Mr. Scary pointed to my desk. He was not having a good morning, I think. I went back and sat down, made a sneaky peek at my star. I tried to act proud of it. Well, what do you know? A prize, I said. May did a mad breath and quick turned away. I looked down at my star again. This time, it looked prettier, I think. If you want to know more about the book, go to your library and check out
Judy B. First Grade of Toothless Wonder.